This is an ABC podcast.
Well, a small shipment of Northern Territory mangoes have been exported to Dubai, and there's more bound for Singapore this week. Now, behind these shipments is a new territory export company called AusNorth Trading, and it's actually run by former NT Agriculture Minister Willem Westerveenhoff and Kevin Mulvale, who's been involved in the live export game for quite some time. And they've also got their sights on exporting territory seafood like mud crabs and barramundi. I spoke with Willem Westerveenhoff earlier today and asked him what he's doing in the mango exporting business.
Well, we've been working over the past few weeks to put together a couple of consignments of mangoes heading overseas. We've got going out of Darwin Airport this week, a consignment going across to Singapore, and also another consignment heading across to Hong Kong. And this comes on the back of another shipment which we sent down to Brisbane using another freight forwarder, which went out to Dubai about a week or 10 days ago.
Darwin mangoes in Dubai, how were they received?
Well, Darwin mangoes are very, very popular overseas. We've got, in my view, the best mangoes that Australia has to offer, and arguably around other parts of the world also. So the size, the colour, the flavour, the sweetness of our mangoes are certainly very much in favour in many of those overseas markets, such as Dubai. And of course, getting these mangoes into Hong Kong and Singapore allows them to be transshipped effectively out into other countries as well.
So the mangoes that go into Singapore, where could they end up?
Well, look, anywhere where Singapore can fly mangoes to, and we know it's certainly a hub for transport, for air transport. At this stage, I think they're staying in Singapore to be consumed there with a trial buyer, but certainly the potential is there for once COVID lifts and the borders are open again, that more mangoes could fly out into all sorts of other different destinations.
You're a former NT Ag Minister. Why have you got involved in the business of exporting mangoes?
Well, look, even when I was back as the Agriculture Minister here in the NT, there was a gap in our market, and that was that, we obviously had our growers doing their thing, and they do what they do well. Their core business is growing, but we didn't really have any direct opportunities to export our fruit other than by sending it down to, in many cases, Brisbane and sometimes Sydney. So now that we've got our own export facility at the airport, a cold store with a freight forwarder ensconced there, he's sort of built into that building, I guess, that opened up new opportunities for us. And we were thinking that, well, we can fill this gap. We will start a business up that can help the growers to market internationally. We recognise that the growers are doing what they do best. It's their core business of growing mangoes and other commodities, but they're not necessarily exporters in their own right, and they're not necessarily marketers in their own right. So we figured that there was a great gap that we could fill, hence the start of AusNorth Trading, which is territory grown, territory proud, new little business that we hope will do very, very well for all of the growers across the Northern Territory and all sorts of different commodities.
Why should Territory mango growers be excited about exports? They can get some pretty good money in markets down south. What's in it for them for exporting?
Well, we recognise, of course, that we're competing with the domestic market, but there are opportunities, I think, in the long term. Once the Territory and the Territory mangoes establish themselves as well-known and popular branding over in overseas markets, that the demand for them will increase, which I think will help with international prices as well. But also it gives growers an opportunity, particularly once there's once we have a year that's very, very good for mangoes and huge amounts of stock on hand, the domestic market prices go down. Well, perhaps there's an opportunity to keep those prices a little bit buoyant by sending some of those mangoes overseas.
There are, of course, plenty of mango trees across the territory that are still coming to maturity. There's been some big growers plant a lot more trees in the last couple of years. When they start to come on, is there even more opportunity for exports in the next few years?
I think there are some great opportunities coming up for exports over the next few years. The growers certainly are increasing their number of trees, and we're helping one grower work his way in the early stages of getting some clearing work done so that he can plant out some more. But there's, once we've got more mangoes coming on, and if the domestic market eventually becomes flooded, then certainly those mangoes can be destined for overseas markets. But we want to make sure that Territory mangoes are front and centre in international markets. We think that they're the best that money can buy. And I think this is a great opportunity for growers up in the Northern Territory, and including Darwin, as well as Katherine and other places.
What sort of volumes do you think could be put on planes for export every week out of the Territory?
But at the initial stages, we've got a couple of trial shipments heading out this week. So we've got 180 trays heading across to Hong Kong and 150 trays heading across to Singapore. They're only small consignments, but when Territory mangoes become more popular and the brand is more easily recognised overseas, I think we've got plenty of potential to grow those exports. At the moment, we're really confined to some freight carriers that are operating out of the Darwin International Airport. But if and when we get some wide-body jets landing, you know, post-COVID, then those quantities could grow significantly because the freight forwarding costs will be a bit cheaper, and we'll be more competitive again with the domestic market.
You're also interested in potentially exporting some seafood. What sort of opportunities do you see there, and what types of seafood?
Again, Territory produces excellent quality seafood. Our mud crabs are second to none in the world, if you ask me. We've got barramundi that's either farmed or wild caught, plus a number of other types of fish. And we think that because our fish and other seafood come from very clean and green and pristine waters, that we can use that as a marketing advantage into perhaps the higher end of the retail trade over in places like Singapore, where the consumers are more discerning these days. They're after cleaner and greener products. They're after stuff that's been sustainably taken from the wild or sustainably taken from farms. And I think that's a huge marketing advantage for us. But certainly where we're headed with this at this stage, we'll be looking very heavily at mud crabs and barramundi.
That's Willem Westervan-Holt. He's a director at Oz North Trading, a new export company based out of the Territory.